And now we turn to NPR correspondent Ted Robbins, who'll talk to us about how a big issue of particular concern to many Hispanic voters is playing out there. The issue, of course, is immigration. Nowhere in the country is the immigration debate more heated than in Arizona, where the governor is considering a controversial bill passed by the legislature that would require police to question people about their immigration status. Just today, President Obama hosted a naturalization ceremony today for service members and criticized the bill.
I've instructed members of my administration to closely monitor the situation and examine the civil rights and other implications of this legislation. But if we continue to fail to act at a federal level, we will continue to see misguided efforts opening up around the country.
Ted Robbins is with us now from Tucson. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, thank you, Michelle. I'm glad I could be with you.
Now, the other reason we wanted to talk to you, of course, is this controversial immigration bill that just passed through the Arizona State Legislature. President Obama just talked about this earlier today, saying he feels that this bill is misguided. And as, of course, you know, it's caused a lot of concern among civil libertarians and others who feel that that this would lead to racial profiling. So, Ted, I wanted to ask you, how is the Hispanic vote playing out in regard to this measure? As I understand it, some 30% of the population in Arizona is Latino.
That's correct. So it's, I think, the fifth largest in the nation. So, but now that's the population in general. So there are sort of two things. There are circumstances, and then there are things within Hispanics' control that are affecting the situation. The things that are circumstantial are the fact that a larger than general portion of the Hispanic population in Arizona is under 18, so of course they can't vote. Mm-hmm. And then there's also a lot of folks who are in the country either legally or not legally, but they can't vote because they're not citizens yet. So if you pair them away, what you have is 17% of eligible voters are Hispanic. That's of the whole population. So they don't. You can see that halves the number of total Hispanics in the state. So the numbers belie their electoral power.
Well, 17% is not an inconsiderable number. I mean, you can be a swing vote with 15% if you vote as a bloc. So I wanted to ask, what impact does the Latino vote have on the politics of the state at this moment? As I understand,
well, you
just strongly for John McCain in the past.
Yeah, you just hit the nail on the head. If you vote, and the Hispanic population tends to vote at about 10 to 15% below the general below the population of blacks and whites, and so they're not exercising their franchise in large enough numbers to affect things. And when they do, I think there are six members of the state Senate of 30 total and seven representatives of 60 total who are Hispanics, members of the Hispanic caucus, all Democrats. And the state House is controlled by Republicans. So they can't control the debate there either. So that's the part I think they can control, which would be to vote, to register and to vote more.
And so you're saying it's in part that people vote less with less consistency than other demographic groups in Arizona, but also because the Latinos there tend to be concentrated in the Democratic Party. You're saying that right now with the state house controlled by Republicans, they're basically ignored. Is that it?
Well, you know, they're not the only ones. I think, you know, the Democrats would say they feel ignored as well. I mean, that's correct.
So finally, I wanted to ask, there's always this question of whether there's a sleeping giant, given that there has been this strong reaction from Latino advocacy groups and other groups against this Arizona immigration bill. Do you feel that there's a possibility that this will galvanize voters there, Latino voters, particularly in the state, to become more active?
I think it is. And the reason being that the bill calls, should it be enacted, the bill calls for police to stop, you know, upon reasonable suspicion, as you said at the top. And you do that, it actually allows the police to take race into account. So, boy, if they start getting stopped and they're citizens, you bet they're going to start speaking out.
Well, keep us posted. Ted Robbins is an NPR correspondent in Arizona. He joined us from his home office in Tucson. Ted, thanks so much for being with us.
My pleasure.